So I'm joined in studio this afternoon by some members of the Letterkenny Tennis Club, some very important members of the Letterkenny Tennis Club, Antoinette Keeney, the chairperson, Graham Donaghy, senior captain, and of course, Gerry Clark, who is the development officer. You're all very welcome to the studios of Highland.
Thanks very much.
Sir. Thank you.
Antoinette, maybe we'll start with you. The boys tell me here you're just back from Wimbledon, so you're a busy woman. You're the chairperson of the club. Maybe you can just tell us, firstly, a wee bit about Letterkenny Tennis Club. It seems to be a really, really busy time for the club at the moment, and you've got a lot of memberships, 200 and growing, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, over 200 members, and we're always looking for new members, and we give a discount for those who want to join just for the remainder of the year. Everyone's welcome to join, all abilities, and we've got a great atmosphere at the club. And it's always fun and mixed abilities, people of all abilities, like myself, who just plays sometimes.
And Gerry, I'll come to you. You got me at the start of the year. I joined the tennis club at the start of the year, and it was through yourself. So I know you're heavily involved. 200 members now. I know you've been involved with the tennis club for an awful long time. It's a big number, and it's just fantastic that you're still welcoming members and still continue to grow.
The numbers are good, and we just need to make sure that we can keep them growing. Nothing stands still. If a club is standing still, it's dead. You know, we have to keep producing and pushing on. So yeah, we have 5 courts, 4 polymerics, all floodlit, and we have a clay court put in. We're the only club in the northwest with a clay court, and clay is the probably the best surface for the weather we have here in the northwest, and also for the type of tennis that you want to encourage people to play. So yeah, we have great facilities, and I think the financial model that Tennis Ireland have is 100 members per court. So we're a long way short of 500 members. But in order to be financially viable and be able to pay your bills and develop, the model is about 100 per court. So we're well off that. Having said that, I think most of the clubs outside of Dublin, Limerick, Cork, Galway, would and Belfast would never be anywhere near 100 per court. You know, it's just a different demographic.
Yeah, and, so still plenty of room for new members, Antoinette, and new members that are listening maybe and think, geez, I wouldn't mind giving tennis a go. You don't really have to have played tennis before. This is open to all people of all abilities, all ages, shapes and sizes. Yeah. Anybody can join, really, and it's a great
Everyone's
sport to get involved
welcome.
In.
Welcome. It's a great social sport, regardless of your age, your ability. Everyone is welcome.
And Graham, I want to come to you in just a second about the different types of competitions and stuff you've gone on at the club. But Gerry, maybe I'll go back to you for a second. One of the big stories recently was you mentioned the clay court, and you've just got planning permission to create a dome structure above the clay court, and that's going to be game changing for the club as well going forward.
Yeah, we lack indoor facilities to play all year round. Now, we do play all year round, but you know the weather we get here, even looking out the window today, like wet and windy, it's difficult. And we're looking to put in a dome over the clay court, and that'll be a game changer for us in the northwest. It means you can go up there at any time, day or night, and play, and you don't have to worry too much about whether it's going to be raining or windy or whatever.
And how are things going in terms of getting funding for the dome structure?
Yeah, well, we will be hoping to make an application in the Capital Sports Grant this year, and we will be looking for help to fund this project. And over the last number of years, we've been very we've been thankful to the Capital Sports Grant for a number of applications that were successful, and we would hope to keep that going. We'd like to make the case that we are the only ones in the Northwest that would have the facilities to put one in, and it would be for not just us, but for the local and regional area. And also, we can use it for maybe community stuff as well. It doesn't just have to be a tennis. It's a dome that can be used for. We've already had conversations with the next door, the Regional Cultural Centre and the theatre, about we could use it, you know, for they have an orchestra there in the thing. We could run sort of events and stuff in there. So look, it will be a regional centre, not just for the tennis club. And we'd love to hopefully get some money for it.
And for anyone who is listening to this, maybe not as familiar with tennis, what makes a clay court different, and why is that such an important surface to have secured in Letterkenny?
So just looking at Wimbledon this week and next week, it's an incredibly fast sport with the ball travels very fast off the surface and also very low. But the professionals make it look really easy. You know, that's not the real reality of social tennis or even competitive tennis on grass. Grass is a really tough surface, whereas the clay is a little slower. And if you have a slower surface, then you can develop tactically by playing more shots. What you're really looking for is a rally of 8 or 10 shots to be able to tactically outmaneuver your partner. 2 shots, not really good tactical work, you know.
And as it stands, even without the dome cover, the clay, I've been down a lot of times, the clay seems to take rain a bit better.
Oh yeah, we went out of our way to get that particular one. I had played a number of years ago in the boat club in Belfast in a torrential conditions, and the court was fantastic. And I said, whenever we get a chance to put one in, that's the one we would go for. And yeah, no, we have no regrets on it. It's a really nice surface and it rains a lot and it's playable all the time, which is great.
You've also got beginners classes for adults, so tell us a wee bit about those and how people can get involved.
Yeah, we're very keen to get people to join in who have never played tennis, and they go, oh, I don't know if I could do that, and it's all very difficult. But the best way to get involved is we run adult beginner classes September and again in March and maybe during the summer if we get a chance, if it's not too busy. And the best way to go is grab a friend. Put your name down. We put these things out on Facebook and Instagram and at the club. And just put your name down and join in. They're packed out every time. And we turn them people then into members. That's what you do. And sort of guide them along the pathway to becoming a tennis player.
So, Graham, I'll take you in. The club, a very important facet of the club is that it's got the ability to host some big tournaments throughout the year. Can you tell us about some of those events, the likes of the junior events and the senior and masters national tournaments that you host at the club?
Yes, Mark. The club is very busy, and over the last 3 years it's become more busy, you know, the structure of it with competitions. We host a lot of stuff at the club there. Like, we run a junior open competition, which is usually held around mid-term there, which we just have completed, and great success. We have the senior men's open or mixed open on the 28th of July to the 2nd of August. So everybody's welcome to enter that coming up. And then we have the Masters in the middle of August as well. So that's another great tournament. Within the club itself, we have several internal leagues that we run 3 times a year. Men's singles, ladies' singles. Currently a mixed doubles that's going on, which is quite popular. And then we're hoping to changed up a wee bit this year with maybe a men's doubles and ladies' doubles in the autumn time. You know. At the end of all this, we have a big prize-giving night held up in the Orchard Bar there, which was the first one we had last year, and it was really successful. Everybody really enjoyed it. Going on outside of the club, the team, Letterkenny, is represented in the Northwest League as well, so we're currently in the middle of playing that, and that is a men's doubles and a ladies' doubles format. And then in the autumn, that is a mixed doubles format. And the ladies had a great one today away to Derry. Just want to add that they went 4-0 away there. So the club, for what we're doing within the club, we're generating great tennis players. And the level of people that, has, when they started off with Jerry at the beginners classes, are now progressing within the club. And you can see the improvement in their tennis. And it's all down to the work with every member in the club here that's putting into this, what we're seeing, what we're getting out of it. And we've had guys who've went away and played other competitions, you know, around the county, and they're doing quite well outside of the club itself. So,
yeah, it's definitely a busy time with so many competitions. But just going back to the junior and the senior and the masters, it must give you immense pride to be able to welcome players from all over the country to Letterkenny Tennis Club, and for them to see that the facilities up here are as good as anywhere in the country, or certainly are going to be as good as anywhere in the country.
Oh, absolutely. Like, when they come up here, they're really welcomed, and we have great facilities for them to use. Like, there's changing rooms there and everything. A lot of clubs don't have that facility there, and we provide, obviously, refreshments there as well. And bar the weather, which we can't control, they have a great experience, and the tournaments are always well run, you know.
So when it comes to these internal leagues, Graham, what kind of numbers would you be chatting about that are involved in those?
Oh, well, look, it started off small to start there, Mark, but like, it's grown and grown. Now, I say we have 80 plus there out of the total membership playing the leagues there. And obviously with it's getting really popular, and more people's hearing about the leagues and they want to get involved, and all the new beginners that Jerry brings on there in his beginner classes, they're all passed my way, and then I introduce them into the leagues, and it's just grown from strength to strength, the numbers there, Mark. So it's great competition for everybody all around.
And you all get together on a Wednesday night and have a good go at it in a couple of doubles matches. That's good crack, isn't it?
That's right, Mark. And Wednesday night there, I have a wee WhatsApp group there, and there must be 100 names in that now. And we just put a post up and people turn up on the Wednesday night. We book out so many courts, and it's a great night. It's good for social. People get to know each other, and then they can mix and match, and then they can arrange their own wee games off the side of that, you know. So it's good they get that running, you know.
Yeah. So, Gerry, I might just bring you back in for a second. Something big that's happening at the club at the moment. You are running a series of junior summer camps, and they're ongoing at the minute, but there's still some places available for the next few weeks. Do you want to just tell us about those?
Yes. We run classes for juniors all year round, but we follow the school year, so that would be from September all the way around to June. And then in the summertime for July and August, we run summer camps when the kids are off school. And they run Monday to Thursday in the mornings from 10 till 1, broken into two groups. And yeah, there's room in most of them, all right, yeah, if somebody wants to pick it up, yeah, no problem. Anything from maybe 5 years of age up to 18. And yeah, it's a bit of fun. And I'll leave some stuff with you.
Yeah, do surely. About the sport itself, obviously Wimbledon's on at the minute, and that kind of gives the sport a bit of a lift in terms of the coverage it gets in this country anyway. But I think one of the things I like about tennis is that it's not just for athletes and people that, you know, are coming from sporting backgrounds. Anybody can pick up a racket, and it's not all about just running from left to right or being really athletic. Anybody can pick up a racket, and it's just such an inclusive sport.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have players there right up to their 80s playing, and it's for everybody. You don't have to be great. We've made it a part of our policy in the club to reach out to all sorts of communities and all sorts of people. We run a great diversity program, disability program with St. Bernadette's every year. It's doing 10 years now. And we get all the kids from St. Bernard's to come down and work with the St. Eunan's and Loretto and Kalashialia and Errigal kids to the TYs to come down and work with them for a couple of hours every Thursday during the school year. I mean, that's a great program. And we try and do lots of stuff with them, but everyone can play. You don't have to be a great. And that's the beauty of the tennis club, is that we have all levels coming and enjoying themselves. And no pressure to be a performer. Not everybody needs to be a performer. In my classes that I work all year round, I have all levels and all types, but they all work together. You know, that's really important, that they all feel comfortable and all feel welcome to play the sport.
For sure. I took part in the spring singles league that you were talking about, and I think in one of the games I was playing maybe a fella that was over 60, and then in another game I was playing a 19-year-old, and both of them gave me equally as much of a challenge. So I completely agree. It's brilliant that it's a sport that you can get involved in and keep playing well into your 60s and 70s. Antoinette, with the growing membership and the new indoor development, the likes of the clay court dome and all the events that you've got planned, it really feels like the club is in an exciting place. What is your vision for the club over the next few years?
Well, really, we're just going from strength to strength over the next few years. Hopefully, when we get our dome, we'll increase our membership, and it will just grow organically. And that's what's happening now. And it's great to see. And remember, it's a great sport. It's great as a social outlet, and of course, it's great for your mental health too.
And finally, just if someone is listening to this evening and thinking, I like the sound of this, I'd love to give tennis a go, what's the best way for them to get involved?
Well, you can just contact us we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, or on our website, it's Letterkenny Tennis Club. And you just have to email or contact any number, our number there, regarding membership. Or just call into the club at any time, and there's always someone there to give advice.
Good stuff. Well, Antoinette O'Keeney, chairperson, Graham Donaghy, the senior captain, and Gerry Clark, the development officer down at the Letterkenny Tennis Club. Thanks very much for popping up to the studio, and best of luck with everything you have going on. It's very exciting for the club at the moment.
Cheers, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you so much.